If a person has a sick feeling down here, you'd say he feels sick.
Why, yes, and it's the stomach.
Okay. Well, you'd say he feels sick where?
At the bowels.
Well, would you say in his stomach or on his stomach?
Yeah,
or?
In his stomach.
In his stomach. Okay. What do you call a noisy celebration right after a wedding if some of the guests want to tease and embarrass the bride and groom?
Make
it tall. Do you have
a term for that? No more than by teasing, that's all I can call it.
Okay. What do some people call a spook to frighten children with? They might say to a child, you better behave or what's going to get you?
Well, just get a switch. Give you a switch, a whooping.
Yeah, but what do you call the spook? You might say, you better behave or something's gonna get you.
Can I answer it?
A whooping's all I can tell.
Okay, what?
The devil.
Okay, have you ever said that?
Yes, I've said it. Yes, I've said it.
Oh, would you? Well, now what else could you say? You better behave or the.
Some of them say a booger man, you know, and some of them say you get a whooping or something like that.
Okay. Let's see, what do you say to your friends on December the 25th?
Say which?
When somebody comes to see you on December the 25th, what do you say to them? You don't say Happy New Year, you might say.
You say, hey, I'll probably say.
Well, now, what holiday is December the 25th?
What
holiday is December the 25th? It was the day when Jesus was born.
Well, they call that birthday.
Well, you just said it.
Christmas.
It's Christmas, right?
Yeah, Christmas.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So what do you say to somebody who comes to see you on that particular day?
Happy Christmas.
Well, you just call them Christmas gift. That's what
you're saying. If you have to get a very heavy suitcase from one place to another, you might say, I'm glad I don't have to, what, this very far.
I just say it's not heavy to carry, something like that.
Well, if you wanted to phrase it like this, though, it's real heavy. You might say, turn to somebody and say, gee, I'm glad I don't have to, what, suitcase.
They told it, you know.
Okay. What do you call a creature that has a very hard shell on it and it lives in water and it can draw its legs and its tail up into its shell?
Well, that's a tarpon.
Now, does that one live in water?
The tarpon don't live in water, but turkey do.
Okay, and so a terrapin lives on land?
Yes.
And what lives in the water?
Well, a turkey is going to live in water.
Okay. What do you call the intestines of a hog that can be eaten?
A hog?
Yeah, the intestines of a hog that people can eat.
There's
a particular word though for the insides.
Oh yes, it's called the chitterings in the end.
Okay.
The remnants, you know.
Okay. Now, are there other can you eat the insides of other animals? I mean, do other animals have things like chitlins that you can eat?
Well, yeah, the beef, you can kill the beef and then have that. I can't call that name now.
What do you call it?
Yeah. Stripes, that's what they call it. Beef stripes, you know, that's what they call it.
And that's the insides of a cow, then?
Yes.
Okay. What do you call the center part of an egg?
We call that the inside, that's the... I can't call that, so it's just an egg.
Well, but there's a particular name for the inside. You know, there's a white part.
White and brown, white and yellow.
Okay. What do you call the upper part of a man's body?
The breast.
Okay. What do you call a small, flat-bottomed craft with oars that you use on a lake when you go fishing?
A sinker, all right.
No. Well, if you want to go out on a lake, you get in a...
A boat.
Okay. Now, do you have a special name for a boat that has a pointed bow?
No, I don't know the name of that.
Okay. Would you ever use the word batto?
Say which?
Would you ever use the word batto when you're talking about a boat?